This goes to Dr. Sarvepalli, Sarvepalli. Fax 866-419-3504. Regarding Carol, Carole, Reynolds, Reynolds. Date of birth is 10/18 of 1956. Dear Dr. Sarvepalli, this is a follow-up visit for Mrs. Reynolds with stage 3B chronic kidney disease. She was initially seen in consultation on November 11th of 2025. It was thought that the elevated creatinine levels were secondary to longstanding type 2 diabetes as well as hypertension. She did have a kidney ultrasound that was 9/4 of 25, which showed normal-sized kidneys and normal right and left renal artery resistive indexes. The urinary bladder was unremarkable and had a small post-void residual of 48 cc's. She's been feeling well. She currently has no signs or symptoms of kidney disease. Now, she has gained 10 pounds, however, since she was seen in consultation, and she is trying to lose weight through following a restricted calorie diabetic diet. She denies nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia, no diarrhea, blood, or melena, no chest pain, palpitations, or dyspnea. Urine is clear without cloudiness or blood, no peripheral edema. Medications, I want to highlight the Toprol, 50 milligram daily, as well as Diazide, 37.5, 25 milligram daily. And for sugar, she's on regular Novolog insulin. Lantus insulin is 55 units daily. Rybelsus, R-Y-B-E-L-S-U-S, is 14 milligram daily. Physical exam, weight 214 pounds, pulse is 78. Blood pressure, right arm sitting, large adult cuff, is 120 over 70. Her neck is supple without jugular venous distension. Lungs are clear, no rales, wheezes, or effusion. Heart is regular. Abdomen, soft, non-tender, without ascites. No peripheral edema. Labs, most recent lab studies were done February 2nd, 2026. Creatinine is 1.31. Estimated GFR is 44. Previous two levels were 1.06 and 1.27. Electrolytes are normal. Calcium is 9.6, albumin 4.3, phosphorus is 3.9, hemoglobin 13.6 with normal white count and normal platelets. Assessment and plan, 1, stage 3B, chronic kidney disease with stable creatinine levels. She will continue to get labs done every 3 months. 2, hypertension, currently at goal. 3, diabetic nephropathy, currently stable. And she'll have a follow-up visit with this practice in 6 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.